The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Yeah, but let us go to a Dutch-born executive chef, Martin Kuyter, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Ryan.
Did I get your second name wrong?
No, but that's okay. That's grand.
How do you pronounce it?
Kuyter.
Kuyter.
Kuyter. It's a bit harsh.
I know, that's okay. Yeah. Well, look, we've righted that wrong now, which is
no,
great.
No, it's all correct. You know, you have to listen to me and some Irish names. You know, it's a disaster as well, so.
We'll all help each other out.
That's it.
Thanks for coming in to see us today.
No problem.
You are quite tall. Do you mind if I mention that first?
Yeah, but I'm shrinking now.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I'm over the top now, so.
What height are you?
6'9", 6'10". It depends what kind of haircut I have.
We did a photograph a little while ago, and it's not often I feel so small, but actually I thought the sun had gone in.
Yeah.
But there we are. You got a Michelin star in 2010. I think that's like winning, is that like winning an Oscar or something for chef?
That's something what it's been, let's say, compared to. And it's about correct. It's something what you aim for and for a long time in your career. You know, it's if you start as a young chef, at least that was my goal, is to go as far as I could.
And do you remember when hearing the news that you got the star? Where were you?
I was in a car on the way to a holiday in to Egypt, and I couldn't believe it, because then it was different. You know, there was not so much social media, and everything went through smoke signals, and there was a bit of a rumor that something happened. And I said, listen, I don't know. Look, someone called to the hotel, you have a star. And I said, look, I just want to have confirmation first. That's my Dutch side, of course. You know, I wanted to see it in black and white. But I got confirmation from Adrian, who was in that time the general manager of the hotel. And then, it was party time. You know, it was something very unexpected. It was very quick. And to be very honest, we didn't thought it was going to happen at all, because it's not something what you put on the agenda. It's like, this is what we're going to aim for. You do what you do, and if you do what you do and you get something for that, that's great, because that's also the way you can maintain it then.
Of course.
Yeah.
One thing we've been tapping into here today and yesterday in school is community and local business and people helping each other out and buying in the local, all these kind of things.
Yeah.
Is it St. Raphael's?
Yeah, St. Raphael's in York.
Look,
when I came to Ireland in 2007, like, I thought the most important thing is that if you live and work in Ireland, and you have a hotel, you need a sense of location. You know, you need to acknowledge where you are. Look, if you want to eat Roquefort, go to France. You know, I think, keep it simple. And my aim was to work with the maximum amount of Irish ingredients I could find.
Right.
And also a logical consequence is to look into the community. Like, you know, very, very normal was once upon a time, every community had its own, own micro financial climate. You know, everyone bought at the local baker and, the butcher shop, and that you ate that in the pub as well. So everyone was actually keeping each other alive. And it's the same here. So I was looking for suppliers, and I was looking also to build up my own garden. And it was difficult to find, but I came across St. Raphael's, and Ali, who was, managing that project, helped us out. And it started with, let's say, two bunches of parsley in the first year, and now it's so much more after 12 years.
And this is a place for people with intellectual disabilities come together, they grow, and they get involved with you.
It's a hospital grounds, and there's three big greenhouses and some land, and these people work in their own frequency, and there's no commercial demand. You know, we take what we can get, and sometimes it goes wrong. Sometimes they weed out all the carrots, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's great to be part of it. And these people also get a great sense of involvement. You know, it's just great. It gives so much positive energy and give something back to the community. And these people come also here, sometimes for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. And, you know, it's great.
Yeah,
you know?
It makes great sense to keep it all together. Martin, thank you for coming to see us this morning.
No problem.
Nice to talk to you. You've got a great reputation, and rightly so, here at the Cliff House in Ardmore. So we appreciate your time. Martin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back after this.
Hello, we're the Zinzers.
In our line of business, it's all about establishing a good front.
Like this laundrette we recently acquired. We went to work on it with our Zinzer all-coat exterior paint.
It goes on all manner of surfaces and resists peeling, cracking and blistering.
And the biocide kills any fungus that fancies its chances.
It'll look the part for up to 15 years. Never let it be said we deal in dirty money, Fabian.
I'll stick it in with my delicates, Frank.
Zinzer. What's your problem?
RTE Radio 1. But I will walk by. Aiken Promotions presents The Proclaimers, live on their Irish tour. Opera House, September 5th, Bordgosh Energy Theatre, Dublin, Saturday, September 7th, and the Waterford, Belfast, September 8th. The Proclaimers Irish Tour. Tickets available now.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Switching broadband needn't be a hassle with Sky's dedicated Switch Squad.
30 seconds, that's all I've got to say goodbye to everybody. Oh, yeah. Good Lord, that went very fast. We have to say goodbye. We'll be back at base tomorrow between 9 and 10. But thanks to Honor Byrne and Patrick Shields here at the Cliff House Hotel for being such great hosts. Wonderful staff. You're in a great place, it has to be said. To our technical team, Kieran, thanks a million. Kieran Dunn, Jamie Doyle, wonderful. PJ Carroll's there somewhere as well. Thank you, lads, as always, and to the team who always make it so easy.
I know. Do you know
for me? Thanks a million. For you, for turning up, our friends here in the hotel this morning. Lovely to see you. Thanks for saying hello, and for everyone listening today. Really appreciate it, and all our guests. We'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Stay tuned for Miriam. Have a great day, and talk to you next time. Goodbye.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
RTE News on Radio 1 with Ciarán Ivrin, good morning. In a letter to the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has restated his view that the backstop in the EU's withdrawal agreement is anti-democratic and must be removed. Government sources took issue with some points made in Mr. Johnson's letter and said it offered no viable alternatives to the backstop. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.
In their hour-long phone call yesterday, the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister air their opposing positions on the proposed backstop in the Brexit negotiations. Afterwards, Downing Street released a letter sent by Boris Johnson to the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk. In it, the British Prime Minister called the backstop anti-democratic and inconsistent with the sovereignty of the UK. He also suggested the backstop risks undermining the delicate balance embodied in the Belfast or Good Friday Agreement. He said the British government was open to finding replacements to the backstop. In a response last night, a government source rejected assertions that the backstop risks undermining the Good Friday Agreement. It said the Johnson letter had no detail of any alternative arrangements, and it said unless and until there are alternative arrangements, the need for the backstop insurance policy is clear. Tommy Gorman, RTÉ News, Belfast.
A report today says that rental costs have reached record levels across the country. Figures released by the property website daft.ie put the average monthly rental cost in Dublin at more than €2,000 a month. The national average is almost €1,400 a month. In cities other than Dublin, rents for the past quarter increased by 8% in Cork and 10% in Waterford on the previous quarter. The National Housing Charity Threshold is urging the government to implement a deposit protection scheme immediately. The charity is calling for the measure to safeguard rental deposits and protect tenants in the private rented sector from scams. A man has been shot dead in the village of Waringstown in County Down. The shooting happened shortly after 9 o'clock last night. It's understood the PSNI believe that the attack arose from a feud between criminals and that dissident Republicans were not involved. The chief executive of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has announced the immediate establishment of a platform for dialogue to hear what the people of the city want to say. Ms. Lam also said a fact-finding investigation into police violence would be set up. The announcement was made following weeks of pro-democracy protests in the territory.